I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
While God never lays out a definition or pattern for becoming an adult, I found during my studies that there was a big difference between what God reveals in Scripture and in what society teaches. For example, if you ask adolescents what it means to be an adult, some will no doubt answer that it is about being independent, both financially and emotionally, and of course, moving away from their parents' home. However, God's design for us as adults has never been independence, but interdependence. God has designed us as social beings who should learn to rely on each other as we go through life's journey. At EA Resources, I have proposed that parents and churches should have an understanding of adulthood to teach emerging adults, one that's not based on developmental markers like age or marital status, but upon what I call an evac plan, which means evacuation plan. And it's built upon the acrostic of VAC. And so these three developmental tasks of adulthood are things that they should be able to accomplish are V, discover vocation. And what I mean by vocation is, are they able to work in whatever God calls them to? A stands for autonomy. Are they able to establish autonomy, which I define as the ability to make decisions and deal with consequences? And C, can they develop community, the ability to develop and maintain interdependent, healthy relationships? And so I believe that if we teach our adolescents and emerging adults and give them the ability to discover vocation, to establish their autonomy, and to develop community, then they will be a healthy, functioning adult. And if you look at the EVAC plan and those three developmental factors, they really hit the core and the center of what it really means to be human. Because our basic needs of a human are to be useful, to be free, and to be loved. And so as we discover our vocation as a human, it helps us feel useful. As we establish our autonomy, it gives the ability to be free. And as we develop a community around us, it fulfills our basic human need to be loved. And there's a strong biblical support for each of these as I studied for my project. And I don't have time to unravel all of it, but it was just a fascinating study.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.